There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are sharing with you some not so great news out of Denver, Colorado, where one man in his 50s has been arrested. Apparently this happened a couple of weeks ago, but I didn't know about this until tonight. And thanks to Taryn Lupo for bringing the story to the forefront here. You can go to TarynLupo.com and see lots more Taryn.
Yes, sir.
Including videos. And we'll be posting one of those and talking about it in a little bit. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's more on what has happened in Colorado with a man being arrested for handing out jury nullification information in front of a Colorado courthouse in Denver. Jury nullification is the age-old right of a juror to vote in a case based on their conscience, based on how you feel about something, not just what the facts of the case are. In fact, the facts of the case could show that the person on the defense stand is absolutely guilty by the facts. But if you think that the law itself that they're guilty of is a bad law, you can vote not guilty. That's what jury nullification is about. It's about you exercising your conscience in a case, because that matters and it's important. But it's so important that the courts want to stop you from doing it. They want to do everything they possibly can to prevent you from even knowing about jury nullification, which is why they have arrested a man and charged him with multiple felonies for bothering to stand out in front of a Denver courthouse and explain this right to the people that were going in. Let's go right back into your calls and thoughts. We've got Chris, hopefully on a better line here. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, gentlemen, I am.
Sounds much better. You're calling from Florida. You were telling us about the man. Neither Mark nor I could remember his last name, and I should have. Mark Schmitter is his name. He's a similarly aged man in Orlando, Florida, who was also arrested for handing out jury nullification information. Is that right? And are you living in that area?
Well, that's in the Orlando area, Seminole County, and I'm in Clearwater, about 2 hours away. But he continues to do so every Monday.
Really?
Yes, at the Seminole County Criminal Justice Center in Sanford, Florida. And he did beat the charges after serving 141 days in jail.
He beat the charges?
Yes. He actually beat two different charges. Oh, no, pardon me. He beat another charge. The first time, for handing out the FIJA flyers, he served 141 days at the behest of judge, jury, and executioner, Judge Belvin. Let's see here. You can Judge Belvin Perry. I mean,
Belvin Perry.
And you can see on Facebook his. You can see Facebook pages. We are Mark Schmitter, and his personal page, Mark Schmitter, as well as Fully Informed Jury Association of Florida, which is a public group, and FIJA Florida, which is a fan page on Facebook, if you want to check out more details. But, you know, he beat the charge of resisting arrest without violence.
What about the tampering charge? Didn't they hit him with tampering?
Yes, that's what Judge Belvin Perry had convicted him, for which Judge Belvin Perry convicted him.
And was that overturned later, or did he beat that? Did he beat that on appeal, or what's the status?
I don't think he did beat. I'm not sure. I don't think he did, though.
Okay. He beat was the resisting arrest.
Yes, that was
Unfortunately, that's not as important. But I'm interested to know why they haven't arrested him again. That's what's curious to me.
Well, no, that's right. You know, they attempted a free speech zone. The judge did. But what I was just briefly confusing that with was when he was handing out red lights, camera flyers, and he beat that on a Macon versus the state of Florida case as a precedent, which says basically that you can't be charged with resisting arrest without violence if they have no cause to arrest you in the first place. So that is what he did succeed in beating.
Okay, so he's going to the courthouse even though he went to jail for handing out jury nullification flyers, he's still handing them out, which is heroic. But you said he's handing them out in a free speech zone?
No, he's not. He's doing it, as far as I can tell, he's doing it just as the jurors are coming in.
Wow.
And sometimes a few people will join him because he, you know, posts his pictures every Monday of his activism. And,
so what you're saying is, even though they convicted him of jury tampering, he still is at the courthouse and they haven't messed with him a second time?
That's right. I'm not sure, you know, if he did beat it or not. Like I said, I'm just brushing up on this.
I mean, I know he went to jail for it, so if he ended up winning in court, then I sure hope that he filed some sort of lawsuit against them, and maybe that's why they're not messing with him. But otherwise, you know, if they got a conviction, I can't understand why they wouldn't continue to arrest him. I mean, I'm glad they're not, but I, given the demeanor of this particular judge, is a very nasty person, it would seem that he would continue to pick on this man for doing that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, it says on the We Are Mark Schmitter page that 141 days in jail for handing out jurors' rights information, which the judge himself has conceded is entirely accurate. The most recent confinement occurred per an arbitrary rule a man wrote, judge denied jury for and sentenced under. The judge, Belvin Perry, yes, the Casey Anthony case judge, acted as legislature, judge, jury, and executioner. By definition, he's acting as a tyrant, and that's a quote from that page. And it should be stated also that if a juror wants to exercise their right as a juror, their right to vote their conscience, that they should not tell their fellow jurors, because then they'll be informed upon. The fellow jurors will inform the prostituting attorney and the judge, and then they'll be dismissed and likely be held in contempt. Instead, a juror voting their conscience should just say that they don't believe the evidence or the witnesses were convincing and leave it at that.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm flashing back here to an article from 2013, FlexYourRights.org, written about Mark Schmitter. He was sentenced to 141 days, and I don't recall if it was an actual jury tampering charge or if he got hit with contempt. Maybe it was contempt that he got, because you don't have to prove contempt, really. There's no criminal trial that you get with a contempt charge. And if you're within the judge's purview, and certainly this judge believes that he is in control of the entire court complex, then I wish I could recall. We'll find out more here in moments. You can share with us your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, I believe we've got Tom on the line. Is this Tom?
Oh, this is Jay.
Oh, hey, Jay. Sorry about that. Jay in Colorado, actually. You're visiting Colorado for a couple years or something like that, right?
That's correct, but I'll be there for Keenvention.
Oh, awesome.
Right, it'll be good to see you.
Yeah, and good to see you guys. I missed you. Anyways, yeah, I got charged with jury tampering twice.
Really?
2001 and 2003. And in 2004, a very good friend of mine actually got arrested for it. I wasn't arrested. A summons showed up in the mail, and I thought it was great because my thought was, hey, guess what evidence the jury gets to see? This paperwork that I was passing out in the courthouse, because I would go to court just with my friends all the time, and I've been to court a lot, and we'd bring these little citizen rule books
yep.
that had jury nullification stuff in the Constitution and talked about Communist Manifesto and all that, and we bought thousands of them years ago. My dad was big time. My dad would drop like $300 at a time in like the 90s on these things, and he passed them out all over the place. Anyways, so I basically said to the prosecutor on the first time I went there, they had, you know, they called my name. I went up there and they said, "All right, go talk to the prosecutor." So I go talk to the prosecutor. I go, "Hey, this is pretty cool." I go, "The jury's actually going to be able to get to see the jury."
Because it's evidence in the case. I love it. That's a
right.
great point. And they wait. So did they actually take you to trial, or do they end up dropping the charges right beforehand so they can?
Oh no! So he goes, "Well, I can plead or whatever." So they dropped it. The first one, I never even talked to a judge or nothing. We went back in the courtroom, sat down, they called a bunch of people, and then they just called my name and said, your case is dismissed.
Uh-huh. Yep, thanks, Jay New. Appreciate it, man. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day, and she has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen, you can't believe it. Her breath is better. She's just perkier. It's just so totally amazing. She's a gorgeous Springer Spaniel. She's 12 and a half years old. The last 2-3 years, she was really becoming very old, very slow, was very sad.
I thought, oh, this is it.
I was driving along one day, and I heard this person raving about Dinovite. Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
She loves it. She chomps it every last single.
These ingredients are natural. The flax in the yeast cultures in the grains.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We're on our third order now. We just want everybody to know about Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-453. It doesn't have to be about jury nullification. That is, though, the thrust of the show thus far, talking about a man in Colorado arrested, charged with multiple felony counts of jury tampering because he gave out information about your rights as a juror. It's called jury nullification. You can go and learn more over the Fully Informed Jury Association. FIJA.org is their website, FIJA.org. And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here in a moment. Also want you to know about PERS. In fact, you can, I believe, now go to a new URL, Mark. We've got a fancy new URL. It's called saveatperse.com.
That's right. The idea is to bring people in that might not, you know, be necessarily hardcore listeners of Free Talk Live by having a website that's easier for them to remember. Saveatperse.com.
Yeah, that's super easy. I got to credit you. I think you came up completely with that one.
Yeah, well, I mean, hopefully if you have on board a marketing genius, they can do something every once in a while.
So saveatperse.com is the same as purse.freetalklive.com. So we've been saying purse.freetalklive.com a lot. You're certainly welcome to continue using that. That will stay active.
It is the same thing.
Saveatperse.com takes you to the same URL, which is our affiliate link over on Purse. And that's because we get a very small portion of whatever you purchase once you create your account through Purse, which you can go to saveatperse.com to do that. Now, here's the trick. You can save 20% on Amazon on anything, even more than 20% on almost anything on Amazon. You just have to use Bitcoin to make the purchase. Now, some people have been getting very creative with this. I saw a headline today, an article about someone who figured out a way to get 25% off gasoline by using Purse, by using SaveItPurse.com.
Really? How so?
All right, so here's what they did. They went to Amazon. They put into their cart gift cards for GameStop. And they purchased games. Now, why this is, I don't know. But apparently with a GameStop gift card, you can then purchase Shell gift cards for Shell gas stations.
All right.
So this person has been getting 25% off of their gasoline by buying their GameStop.
That's another thing on the list that Amazon doesn't sell. Gasoline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's not everything you need for life.
That's pretty brilliant.
It's everything you need for life but produce and gasoline.
If you're willing to jump through the hoops, you can get a huge discount on every fill up of gasoline. That's incredible.
I've gotten over 20% on just about everything I've done.
It's easy.
Yeah. I've still got one thing I'm holding out on. I put it 30 that no one's bought. I'm still waiting on my flugelhorn.
The average is 20%.
The things that you might not want as much,
yeah,
right?
Like I got time on that.
Exactly.
It's just a horn I want that I can normally not afford.
You can wait.
I can wait.
You can afford to wait. So go and get started. Saveatperse.com. And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. I do still want to talk about getting permission to go and hand out flyers at a courthouse. There was a caller earlier who's with the police who suggested that should be done, and I firmly disagree. But first, Dave is in Poughkeepsie, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hello, sir. You're on the air.
I do not like Gina London at all.
To who?
No, I don't know who that is. Why does this person matter?
All right. Do you remember a while back ago when Bob and a black dude from X Transmission FM called in about me? And I never got a chance to rebuttal back. I want to rebuttal back tonight.
Now, wait, are those two different people, Gina and Bob?
Gina and Bob and the Black Boots, they're both like a DJs or whatever over at xtransmissionfm.com.
Uh-huh. Are you sure they didn't hire you to promote their show on our show and that this is just...
I'm pretty sure. I'm
a put-on?
Sure
you're just
I'm
an agent
sure
of Gina and Bob's?
Anyway.
You're doing their bidding?
Anyway, listen.
You're sure about that?
Listen to what I have to say.
Uh-huh.
They blocked me from listening to their station as of Monday.
Oh, wow.
Blocked you as a listener. Does that mean that you can't talk? Is that the idea? Like, they can't block you from listening and block you
are
from
you
talking
prevented?
And have to do one or the other?
Yeah, I want to know, Mark, are you actually prevented from listening, or are you prevented from calling them?
No, X Transmission FM is a radio station. It's not a call-in radio show like your guy's show is.
Yeah.
So listen, you can just he does a show like every Monday night, like something.
It's a music show, right?
Yes.
And he's playing rock music.
Rock, metal, goth, whatever.
Yeah, no one's doing that on the radio.
I can no longer, yes, because I do not like Gina, and I do not like Bob and the Blackfoots.
You didn't answer my question, though, Dave. You did not answer the question. The question is, have you actually been prohibited from listening to the FM station that you're referencing?
Yes, I have.
So when you actually go and try to click to listen to the rock music, it gives you some kind of error?
Yes, it does. I can't listen to Winamp through their website.
That is really interesting because they must have banned your IP address from being able to interact with their server. That's like the most extreme method of cutting somebody off. I mean, because I don't care if the trolls listen to Free Talk Live. I mean, that doesn't bother me. Please, you know,
you let them call in.
Listen to our show. You can certainly call in about anything you want to. Well, I don't know if Dave's
a
troll. I mean, don't you have to be in order to be a troll? Don't you have to intentionally be a troll? I guess you could be an unintentional troll.
I'm not a troll. I'm not a troll because, like, you know, because Bob in the Black Boots called.
No, you're just mean. I mean, you're just you're being nice to us, kind of. But
I want to get a chance to rebuttal.
Won't be long.
What do you want to say?
Bob in the Black Boots was very, very wrong about me, and I don't know, like, Gina at all.
It's not a rebuttal. It's not a rebuttal to call it to.
He was wrong because.
Yeah.
I even bashed her name all over Craigslist rants and raves.
Yeah.
I don't like Gina because.
Because she blocked me, you know, she blocked me from
because Twitter. She blocked me.
Why did she block you?
Gee, I can't imagine.
Why did she block you?
Wet douche, that's why.
No.
Wet douche. Okay.
Is that an ad hominem? No, she blocked me because she's a wet douche.
Thanks for the call,
Dave.
That
makes a lot
that's
of
enough.
Sense.
That's enough of that. Was that your first time hearing Dave?
He called last Wednesday,
okay, okay.
But this is, you know, this is fun. I just love that you just let him roll, and it's no problem. Like there's some sort of personal beef on some obscure podcast. Yeah, like the listening public would know what this is.
This is not a beef. It's not even a podcast. It's a stream.
He's mad because they won't play
he
his request.
He calls him like this all of the time. He's done it for years.
Wait, there's always somebody out there.
I kind of like him. I'm sorry.
He's made angry because he doesn't understand that you can't cuss at people. You can't belittle them. You can't call them names. You can't treat them like crap and then expect them to treat you nice. He just doesn't get it. 100% doesn't get it.
And then you're right. And then he wonders why they would cut him off, why they would refuse to talk to him, why they would ban him from their Twitter pages, and he feels like it's a conspiracy against him. In fact, that was the reason why he called our show 2 years ago, or how long it's been now.
Right.
And
he had another beef with some other show.
He's always complaining. He was on the Craigslist forum. Apparently, there's some place you can go and talk to people on Craigslist. Who knew? There's a Craigslist forum. He was on there, and people were calling him a pedophile and claiming he was on welfare. And he gets some kind of assistance of some sort or another that I'm not entirely sure of. But, you know, like, whatever they were saying about him, he was just upset about it, and so he called in to tell us.
Yeah, and then he proceeds to go on the Free Talk Live BBS.
He's also threatened us more than one time, too.
Yeah, and then he's gone on the Free Talk Live BBS and has been super annoying there
to the point where he gets banned. Action.
He gets banned by the admins over there on multiple accounts. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call about anything.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to join us here on the radio, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Jury nullification. Outreach activist in Denver has been arrested, charged with felony counts, multiple felonies of jury tampering, because seven jurors apparently talked to him, so now he's facing seven felony counts. Which, of course, could wind him up in prison for, I imagine, quite a while. Usually minimum time on felonies is 3 years, so I'm not sure what exactly he's facing here, but it's nothing small.
It blows me away. It's a felony, like the same as you get for shooting someone.
It's probably not the same class of felony. It's probably not the same, you know, level of it. Not as serious.
Doesn't felony mean that you can't own a gun, you can't vote, you
that's
can't...
That's exactly what that means.
I mean, it just strips you of a bunch of rights.
Yeah, it's definitely a serious charge. I'm not trying to take away how serious it is. It is serious, just probably not quite as much of a felony as a murder, but nonetheless, still in the same category. We're going to continue. You can share your thoughts. Bob is listening in Columbus, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob.
How are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Bob?
Well, I just heard the call from Dave from Poughkeepsie again, and once again he smeared not only my name but the name of my radio station all over, and once again I would like to set the record straight.
So, I mean, what are the odds that you are listening? I really appreciate you tuning into the show. How did you end up figuring out that Dave was calling Free Talk Live to talk about you in the first place?
He bragged about it on Twitter.
That sounds like him. Like,
so you're following him on Twitter.
Actually, I blocked him, but after certain events today, I unblocked him and started following him again.
What did he do today?
Okay, well, he was talking about the station owner, Gina, and how he got on Craigslist and basically tried to smear her name on Craigslist. Well, he also added her personal information, her phone number, and her address. So
he's been creeping.
Yeah, he is cyber-stalking. And we are looking into legal action.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's illegal to reveal someone's, let's just say he looked her up in the white pages, right? I don't know how he got the info. I haven't seen it. I don't know how legit it is. But let's presume it's legit and it was just publicly available in the white pages.
If Dave did it, it couldn't be too complicated.
Yeah. If it's, you know, if it's publicly available information, you probably don't really have a leg to stand on legally.
This is not legal advice.
Yeah, I'm not
an
attorney.
Out there that would be happy to take your money.
Certainly it will be. Whether or not you'll prevail in court or whether or not it's really even worth your while to prevail or pay any attention whatsoever to Dave is another question for you to decide. I, you know, we take his calls here because it's an open phone show and he's relatively crazy and entertaining. So, you know, we put him on the air.
He kind of has some fans.
But he, you know, he has also at some point basically threatened Mark and I think to a lesser extent myself. So there is that. And I can understand the concern about that. That's certainly a legitimate concern when it comes to Dave. Who knows how sane he is. Is he sane enough to not actually commit an act of violence? I don't know about that.
Well, it's like I said, we're just speaking. We're just basically seeing what we can do about it because honestly,
yeah,
we just want this guy to leave us alone. I mean,
that's what you get for playing the rock hits, buddy. The devil's music.
Understood.
That's it.
And we have nothing personal against this individual. It's just every time we let him in the chat, he finds a way to insult or threaten somebody. And
Yeah. He's not allowed on. He's only allowed on Free Talk Live, the show. He's not allowed
that
to
way
be.
We have complete control over it. He's blocked from the chat room, blocked from the BBS.
Right. He can't get into those places. And that's because he's completely antisocial. And at the same time, he blames everybody else. All right. Hey, Bob, plug your website for people that want to go listen to the rock and roll.
Okay.
Give you another
one. xtransmissionfm.com. And one thing I would like to say is I really wanted to settle this peacefully and amicably, but that just proved impossible. So
I imagine it's pretty hard to reason with Dave. I mean, it's hard enough to have a 2-minute-long conversation with him without him repeating himself over and over again, let alone to try to instill in him some sense of value for himself or what it is he's doing in life and the things he's trying to accomplish. I mean, we've tried over the years to give Dave a little bit of help from far away, and boy, it just doesn't stick. At one point, we had to ban him from the air, and we've never done that to anybody on Free Talk Live, but we had to ban him from the radio because he just kept calling about the same thing over and over again. Bob, good luck. Thanks for your call tonight. He just kept calling in about the same exact topic. And, you know, there aren't a lot of rules on Free Talk Live. One of the rules is you can call once per day. And sort of the unspoken rule is you should make those calls different. You shouldn't call and say the same thing each time you call in. That gets really old really fast.
Yeah.
And
even if everybody who's listening now isn't listening every time you call in, I'm sitting here and I have to listen to you say the same thing over and
especially
over.
Especially when it's like some personal beef that maybe two people know about on the planet.
Right. I love the dude call back in right after.
That's why I suspect that Dave was actually hired by Bob to promote his rock radio station.
Ingenious. I don't think Dave's got it in him to act, though. I really...
You think he's for real, huh?
Oh, I think he's...
He sounded pretty legit. I think he's just getting harassed.
Sadly and insufferably for real.
I think he's real, too. I really do. He's got too many crazy videos on the internet to be fake. You said you really like Dave, Taryn. You should check out his YouTube channels.
I don't want any attention from him. I'm just going to say...
No, you can watch his YouTube without getting attention from him. He doesn't have... I mean, he already hears your name, so if he wants to give you attention, he certainly can. But, you know, if you go on his YouTube, what is it, Hudson Valley Guy and the number one?
I think so.
I think it's
YouTube.
Been a while since I've been on there. He called in once and actually threatened to take his YouTube channel off the air, and I'm so glad he didn't because a lot of it is super entertaining, and you really ought to watch. The thing is, you don't ever have to watch the whole video because Dave repeats himself over and over again, so really all you have to watch is like the first 30 or maybe 30 seconds to a minute of the video, and you'll pretty much get the gist of it.
So all these beef things that he you know, every once in a while he'll call on Free Talk Live and do, he hits YouTube with them. And so he goes on.
Yeah, he records the show.
And he will do, no, he'll record the show, but he'll be like, he'll do these beefs against people. He'll say, Ian, I'm going to,
oh, yeah.
You make me so mad. And he'll put on glasses, and he does this sort of Macho Man Savage thing. And he talks in this gruff, gravelly voice to be a little extra scary. And he'll cuss at you and do a variety of things over time.
I am not a leech.
I am not on welfare. I am not a pedophile. And he'll just do it over and over again.
It's true. Let's go to Jimmy. He's in Vegas. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to say, Dave, this guy's an absolute moron. He just ruins my time listening to your show.
Aw.
Stop playing this guy, please.
Stop playing him? Well, we can't really do that. I mean, it's an open phone show. If we show favoritism towards you, Jimmy, then that...
Well, tell you what, Jimmy. If we have... We'll always take him last as far as callers go. How's that?
That's true. He generally doesn't get on...
favoritism. I don't want to be favoritism. He ruins my enjoyment of the show. There's actual topics, like intellectual topics you guys could talk about, and this guy's...
Yeah, but it takes all sorts.
We usually only have him on for a minute or something like that. I mean, you know, if he derails, normally he doesn't derail the show in that we talk about him, but it's been kind of funny, and the dude called in afterwards.
See, the thing is, Jimmy, and I appreciate the feedback, but it's hard to get feedback like that because on the other hand, there are people who love it when Dave calls in, right? Like they probably want to hear more interactions of Free Talk Live with Dave. And so you can't make everybody happy, I guess. And
yes, I mean, sometimes the show's just not going to be intellectual. You know, we're going to have some stupid fun on here.
It does happen. It doesn't happen
as often.
Those
are some of the greatest shows ever, though.
I tend to agree. It's true. Jimmy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, appreciate hearing from you tonight. Oh, I don't know what you're going to say there. Shotgun? Shout out? Anyway.
Shut your mouth, you skinny little twerp.
The shake his fist at you.
So, yeah, it's an open phone show, so you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. We don't care what your viewpoint is. We don't care if you've got an intellectual thing to say. We can handle the dumb stuff. 855-450-FREE. I like character callers and creative calls as well.
We used to get a lot of character calls.
It doesn't have to be, you know, all issues all the time. It's open phones. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us about what you want. So take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype username tonight for you is 855-no, it's not. It's lrn.fm. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight in studio, Ian here.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
Taryn is here, courtesy of his website, taryn.lupo.com. We have put up on our Facebook and Twitter a link to your most recent video, Taryn, or one of your most recent videos, about alpacas?
Yeah, they just came out yesterday. And
what is an alpaca?
An alpaca is kind of like a camel or a llama. It's a South American animal that a lot of people, when I requested what should my next video about, I got a flood of people that wanted to know about alpacas. And apparently,
are there alpacas in New Hampshire?
There's a huge alpaca farm right up the street in Greenfield.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest around on the East Coast. So
how do you have South American camels?
What happened in the 90s is that there was this big craze where people were making tons of money importing these things, and they were breeding them and selling them to other people who thought they could breed them. And you make money on the fleece, too. You can shave them like a sheep.
Okay.
So they were kind of people that bought in this craze, and then it got so out of hand that they just stopped. They closed the borders to shipping them in. So all the ones that were here are here. And they were kind of overbred, and all these people tried farming them and failed really badly. So after 10, 20 years, you know, it's like the leftovers. And so there's some people that are very successful with alpacas, and there's others who aren't. And some really weird things. They're really weird, Ian. They have they're fun though. So when they want to mate, the male sings to the female and hypnotizes her until she drops and lets him mate. So I mean, I tried the technique with my girlfriend. It didn't work. But other than that, you try to. It's called orgling, where you sing to them, and there's just a bunch of really weird stuff. If you love cute alpacas, go watch the video, but. They're strange.
Or if you've never heard of them, go watch the video.
Apparently, they're very popular. So there you go. And they're in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I don't know how successful the singing thing is, but if you do the dishes, it helps.
You should try to orgle.
Hey, let's go to the phones here, to the phone. We've got Akko. He is on the line calling from not Cameroon, where he normally is calling us from. He's in Nigeria tonight. Akko, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Mark. Hello, Taryn. Happy to be back on the show.
Yeah, welcome back. What brings you, what is it, about 12 hours? I'm looking at Google Maps here between where you are in Nigeria and Abuja, I guess, Abuja, Nigeria, and your
home.
Yes, I am
in Abuja, in the capital of Nigeria. I flew into Abuja from Douala.
And Douala is in Cameroon. What was the reason for the trip?
Okay, I had an appointment at the Polish embassy for my visa because Kamil Sebuski, a fellow libertarian from Poland, who is the proprietor of Asbiro Foundation and Asbiro University, invited me there for a conference on free market system and entrepreneurship. So I applied for the visa. So they gave me the program, the appointment date yesterday. So he paid my flight. I flew in to Abuja to attend the interview.
Wow. So you
for
actually
the Polish interview.
Right. So the Polish embassy, they don't have one in Cameroon. You had to actually go to Nigeria for that?
No, we don't have the Polish embassy in Cameroon. You have to come to the nearest one, which is here in Abuja.
What's it like crossing the border from Cameroon into... Oh, wait, you were flying. So what was the security like getting from one place to another?
No, the security is very tight due to this issue of Boko Haram. Mm-hmm. So you have to pass through various checkpoints, security. You must travel with your passport and other travel documents. If not, you will not pass through the security.
And you made it through. You didn't have to pay any bribes?
No, this time around, it didn't have to be like that.
How do you know?
How do you know when they want to bribe?
Yeah, how would they let you know that? Because here in the United States, it would be a very strange conversation. I would be very surprised, and it would be, that if a government official was wanting a bribe.
No, this was the best trip of my life because I boarded a plane for the first time from Douala, Addis Ababa in Ethiopia, and then from Ethiopia we came straight to Abuja. It was just easy going because I had all my documents in place.
So it made it easy for you to, you had the paperwork, you got through the checkpoints, you went to the interview. What was that like? Anything you want to share from going to the embassy?
Yes, they asked me various questions about the reason why I wanted to go to Poland. I explained to them and they asked me about the conference and what I was going to present there. So they told me that I should come back on Thursday at 2 p.m. So I am waiting. I don't know what is going to be the outcome of the interview.
So the idea, I've never done this before, Mark. You've done some international travel. You get one of these visas. You have to actually, to get one of these visas, in some cases, have to go to the nearest embassy.
Well, I've never gone to a place where I have to get a visa.
Really? Okay.
The U.S. passport is
I have.
You have? Okay.
Yeah, I just went to Burma last year, and you either have to go to the embassy or you can kind of, pay someone to handle it for you.
Like an agent?
Yeah, an agent will get you a stamp and your visa.
Because it might be if you're in New Hampshire, the embassy's in New York City or something like that. How far away was the embassy?
D.C. Everything's in D.C.
Oh, really?
Pretty much, yeah. You can. My brother lived in D.C. and just sent the paperwork in and took care of it. But you can. You don't actually have to show up sometimes, but I think you have to pay more if you don't. So it's
just a
check.
What did it cost to get the visa for Burma?
I think it was around $80.
So... are you going to have to pay as well, or you said the gentleman from Poland, Kamil, is going to be paying your way, Akko?
No, he has paid for everything, flight, the hotel reservation, medical insurance, everything.
It's incredible. What an incredibly generous thing. For our listeners who don't know, Akko has called us now for, over a year? When was the first time you called Free Talk Live? Do you recall that?
That was July 2014, last year.
So well over a year since you first called the show from Cameroon and explaining that you're listening to us on our satellite radio channel that broadcasts to a large swath of West, East, Central Africa. We, at one point, or several points, you had called in and, talked about life in Cameroon and, people are listening all around the world. And so one of our listeners and supporters who is putting together this conference that you mentioned earlier in Poland, invited you, Akko, to come and speak at this. And this has been an amazing experience for you because you've never really had a reason to do or could afford this kind of international traveling. And what a, you know, generous...
Ian, this is the most amazing experience of my life. I never knew that I would get to this level. It is just like dream come true. And I just hope that tomorrow when I will go to the embassy, they will give me the visa. Then I will attend the conference and do a wonderful presentation there.
I think that's
I know you will.
Yeah,
that's
I think that's really the way
cool.
It will work out. I sure hope so. And I got my fingers crossed for you. Akko, anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight?
Yes, I want to say thank you to Kamil Sibuski from Poland. He is a very generous person. He has been treating me like a son to him. Thank you very much. I am very grateful.
And how long is that passport good for? You did get a Cameroon passport, so how long do they, I guess, you know, normally there's an expiration date. In theory, you could use it again at some other point.
Yes, it will expire in 2020.
Okay.
The expiration here is 5 years, yes.
That's not bad.
Now, I know you've got some bitcoins have been donated to you. You'll probably be able to spend them when you get to Poland, huh?
Yes, maybe when I get to Poland, I'll be able to spend it there. But I just pray that tomorrow I get that visa.
You got to keep it short term. That's for sure. Keep your short term goals in sight. Akko, great call as always. You sound good. And thank you for the call from Nigeria tonight. As we continue, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE. The outpouring of support Akko has received from Free Talk Live listeners has been fantastic.
That's
really
a cool cat. I've heard of, you know, call once or twice before, but how did he find the show in Africa?
On satellite.
Just
so here's a slightly longer version of that story. We're on satellite in North and Central America. We've been on satellite there since 2010. In 2012, the satellite company came to me as a customer of theirs and said, hey, you know, we've got this extra satellite that we just launched or was just launched. We've got space on it. We want to put you on for free as just a gratis trial period. It was supposed to be a 2-month long trial. It ended up being more than 2 years that we were on that particular satellite for no charge. You know, normally it's,
remember, it's hard to make money advertising to Central Africa, so not as many companies are going to do it. Obviously, the Christian broadcasters are going to do it because they're trying to save souls. But
I never thought about that. That's probably pretty tough to advertise there, especially when you can't, you know, easily get money out of the country to buy.
Yeah, it's not a. I mean, we're not doing it
on Amazon and order.
We're not doing it for advertising purposes. We're just doing it for spreading liberty purposes. But he found us there on that satellite because people in very poor countries tend to like these free-to-air satellites because there's free television and free radio up there, and they don't have to pay a subscription fee. So that's the short version. He found us on the satellite and then called in, and now he's traveling the world. More coming up.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMe.com.